When I was a kid, I always wanted to make it to Barnum and Bailey's Circus. I actually had tickets once. Didn't happen, though. And I guess that went away for a while, but it's back. Barnum and Bailey's Circus. But of course, I'm trying to get at the character, the dubious character of one Mr. P.T. Barnum. I guess he was quite a huckster and a con man. The one to whom it's attributed as saying, "There's a sucker born every minute." In Barnum, I guess, at the circus, had this fun house. And people paid a lot to get into the fun house. And there was a certain very ornate door, and at the top of it was a sign that said, "Egress." How many people know what egress means? Yeah, and the rest of you would have said, "Oh, something special in there," and they would walk out, because egress means exit. So they'd have to pay to get back into the fun house. Fun for Barnum, he was making a lot of money. But I want to talk to you about another huckster, the con man supreme, Satan, or the devil. He erected a fun house, and he wanted people to go in. He convinced the human race to walk in through the door of that fun house, advertising that there was complete freedom and fun and liberty to do whatever you wanted without consequence. And through our sinfulness, each one of us, each member of the whole human race, has at one time or another walked in there. And so this leads me to a story about a dialogue between Jesus and the devil. For before Christ's passion and death, in a sense, all of humanity had walked willingly into that fun house. And the devil slammed the door, and he locked it and kept the key tightly clasped to his breast. And the Lord visited Satan, and he looked in through the windows of the fun house, and he saw humanity in abject misery. He saw us hurting ourselves, hurting one another, fussing and fighting and clutching and grabbing and scratching. And he couldn't bear to see us in this miserable state. So he turned to Satan and said, "Give me the key." And Satan said, "This is my house. This is the key to my house. It belongs to me. You can't have it. What's it worth to you?" And Jesus said, "What do you want?" And Satan said, "Oh, not much. Just all of your blood, all of your sweat, and all of your tears." And Jesus said, "It's a deal." What we just heard proclaimed is proof of that. We've covered the cross, but we know what it looks like. And we have but to think about that cross to know that he gave it all. He paid the ransom, all of his blood, all of his sweat, all of his tears, so that he could get the key and open up that jail and throw open that gate. And he invites all of us to walk right out. He says, "I have won you your liberty back. I have paid the ransom you could not pay. If you want true freedom, true happiness, and everlasting life, follow me out the door. Follow me out the empty tomb and have the fullness of life and the fullness of my perfect kingdom." You and I have been journeying through another Lent, following Jesus out into the desert, out to freedom, trying to die to our self-will and our sinful selves, and trying to grow in virtue and holiness. And now we come to the threshold of the holiest week of the year, with all kinds of opportunities to finish this walk in grand style and die to ourselves, our old sinful selves, and rise with newness of life to a better version of ourselves with Jesus. If you promise to read my column and all the opportunities that are present to continue that walk and do it right, the Tenebrae service tomorrow night, the Triduum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, opportunities for confession and all the rest. If we say yes to that, then we will say to Jesus, thank you for paying the price. All your blood, all your sweat, all your tears were not in vain. Thank you, Lord. Lead us to your resurrection and eternal life with you. God love you.